This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Rob in Linfield, and he just asked me one of my, you know, go-to type books that you would need, and couldn't think of the name, and to be honest, it was actually right in front of me, because I always keep this one there. I have one book that I like, just to give you some ideas. It's called 365 Days of Gardening. So 365 Days of Gardening, a day-by-day book of more than 1,000 terrific facts, tips, and reminders. The author is Christine Allison. Just gives you some good ideas. You know, I was, when I first started the show, I was looking at this almost every Sunday, trying to get just some ideas. And then I'm reading it, I'm like, these are all things that we normally would do. Now, like today's date, it's, you know, March 21st. The first thing it says is a good time to sow seeds, especially those producing stalks and vines. Then it gives you some, you know, some different information on it. You kind of scroll through, you know, it'll go into a little bit of like the lunar gardener's plant, you know, how you would do that according to like the phases of the moon, how you would plant. As you move on each day, it has something different. You know, like tomorrow's date will say right on it, what color is your mulch? The color of your mulch might make a difference in plant size, yield, harvest dates, and flavor because of the way plants see light. According to a recent USDA study in Florence, South Carolina, the researchers discovered in tests that bell peppers that were grown with red mulch were taller than peppers grown in yellow, black, or white mulch. It was a very particular shade of red, so don't try to replicate the experiment until they know why this happened. This book was written a number of years ago, so there's more information, but they are saying, you know, red, red type mulches and red, anything like reflective like that will actually be pretty good. I mean, this book, my father had this book. It was, it's from 1995. They have more information on that, but this is what I'm saying. It's just some great ideas. And that's, 26 years ago. Times have changed a little bit, but again, the name of this book is 365 Days of Gardening, by Christine Allison. Great little book. Something that when I'm just looking for something else to do, I'll take a look at it. So that's one of the top books I have. I had mentioned, you know, anything by Michael Durr. That's if you want to get into some of the, you know, down and dirty type information, because he is, he's when it comes to plants, trees and shrubs, he's number one out there. Any of the old, like, Victory Garden type books are great books to read. They have awesome information. They don't change. A lot of the information you're getting there is going to be the same that you would now. So definitely those are a few that I would be looking at for books if you're looking just for a little something else. So anybody else with questions, give us a call here, 855-660-4261. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're talking all things garden right now. It's spring, right? We're getting ready to enjoy ourselves this spring. So, get on out there. Start doing some light cleaning. Don't go crazy. Don't rip at the grass. Don't do some of the, the heavy duty type things. Let's look at what we're doing before we go a little bit crazy. We don't want to do too much damage to the, the soil, the plants around it, that type of thing. We want to make sure they're taken care of. This is a good time to get your products ordered. If you order online from like Natural Alternative, they're usually about 3 days after you order, you'll get the product in. So you can go to their website at naturalalternative.com. And there's a phone number there you can call. Most likely when you call, you'll end up talking with Victoria to help you out. Lots of great information comes your way when you do talk to them. Either way, they're the type of company that isn't going to push you one way or another. They're going to give you all the options. So that's one of the reasons why we like them so much here. They are not the type that are going to say you have to do this. No, that's not the case. They will give you the best information possible for you and give you some ideas along the way. So Victoria is going to be joining us at 8 o'clock, so about 45 minutes. So we look forward to that. It's been a while since we have talked with them, with her and Natural Alternative. We had, with all the supply and demand issues when it came to ice melt and just the way everything came, they were so busy. They just didn't have a lot of time. So we're excited to have them back here to joining us on the program. So I look forward to that. But if you have some thoughts, go to their website. Take a look around. Right now they're talking about their lawn program, their five application program. You've probably heard me talk about it a lot. Five applications is definitely the way to go. I've said this many times, but when I first got into the more into the lawn and garden sections, that type of thing, I was like, oh, five steps. They're just trying to sell you something. This is a retail thing that they're just trying to make some money. Then I did my research. Then I listened to some of the experts out there. One of the experts, formerly of Scott's, his name was Ashton Ritchie. His name is Ashton Ritchie. Brilliant of what he talked about. And, you'll hear the same thing from Natural Alternative. But the thing was, is your lawn still needs fertilizer later in the season. It's not just about, that spring application, the crabgrass control, that type of thing. It's throughout the year. And when you look at, four steps or four applications, we're looking at early spring, so in the next couple weeks. And then if you do it in six-week intervals, you're barely getting into September, especially you start now. So April 1, let's say. April 1st, you go 6 weeks from there. We're talking middle of May. Go 6 weeks from there, the end of June. So there's three steps. 6 weeks from there is the middle of August. That's four steps right there. Done. So that's why, and we all know in New England and a lot of the areas out there, we'll have a longer fall. Fall is a little bit more... you're gonna have more plant growth, etc., still going. So it's not like you just stop. We don't just stop feeding. And so if you look at it, say we did this, like I said, April 1st, middle of August is your fourth application. From there, it's only the end of September, and we usually have warm temperatures into October, into November. So what is this doing? This is getting our plants, our soils, our lawns ready for winter. So I know we're coming out of winter, but if you're the type who likes to have all of your products first thing, you know, get the five applications now so you have them. And one of the things that Natural Alternatives does, they'll actually send you reminders of when to put it down. So that's even better, right? Especially, you know, based on when you get it, they'll tell you, hey, just a quick reminder, this is the time you should be doing it. So cool stuff. But again, I'm saying this because if you go to a local garden center, you know, just remember that fall application, you can put it down twice. You can put that application down at the end of the season twice because usually we have a lot of nice warm weather still. So think about it when you're going to purchase. A lot of them will sell them in four steps or four applications, and they'll give you a deal that way. Some others will actually do, if you buy two of a product, get a discount, and you can mix and match. So those are some things to be thinking about. But just realize, it doesn't just end in the lawn, you know, with your crabgrass control and your broadleaf weeds. We got to continue feeding through the rest of the year to make sure our lawn survives into next year so you can do less in the years to come. We're going to hit a break. Call us at 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jan is in New Hampshire.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So I have two raised gardens. They're about 12 feet long, 2.5 feet wide. And I've had them for about 3 years. So when I filled them and got them ready, I did the normal, I think it's a Pro Mix that I've had in, put in there.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds right.
And all that kind of stuff. And now, like last year, it still produced fine. It was still doing well. But then, I'm worried about now. I mean, should I add nutrients? I did use the fertilizer also.
Okay, perfect.
So I don't know, by doing that last year, if I even should, like, recondition the soil. Should I put some more peat moss in there? It's kind of full, so
yep, no,
it's not that much room. Should I take some out? You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, so
how should I do that?
So I would definitely be adding some sort of like compost or manure, something along those lines, just to add nutrients back into the soil. The thing about it is over time, it'll lose some of the heavy nutrients that you put in on that first time. They're going to wash out. They're going to go through. Using the fertilizer that you have been doing, perfect. You continue to do that. But look at adding, a fertilizer, depending upon what you plant in those areas. But I honestly would try to see if you can add some compost just to the top layer. Maybe just do a top dressing, half inch or an inch or so. 12 by 2.5 is putting you at like 30 square feet. So, you know, you're not talking a ton of bags. You're talking maybe four or five bags of compost that you can just kind of put on top, mix in with a hand trowel or pitchfork or any of those types of things. Just kind of mix it into the soil so it will hit some of the plants when you're planting them.
So don't go too deep?
Well, so, I mean, you want it, basically you could just put a shovel in there and kind of flip it over, right?
Right.
That's the easiest
way. I have a little mantis.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
And I can like stir it all up.
Yeah, that would be perfect to do, especially I do it every couple years, adding new soil. And I'm not just saying like soil. I mean like additives, like compost or, you know, they make like a complete planting mix. They make cow manure that's dehydrated or composted. They also have like a lobster compost from Costa, Maine. Really a number of composts out there that you can use that'll do well for you.
I use that black cow.
Perfect.
A lot.
Perfect.
So would that only be the only thing I should add, or should I add?
Yeah, so what I would do is use that, right? And then I would look at getting maybe like a 10-10-10 or a like a garden tone and putting that into the mix.
I would use plant tone.
Okay. What are you planting in that garden bed?
Since I found I'm allergic to tomatoes, I plant mostly peppers and zucchini and yellow squash.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things that I'm right on the Espoma website, and what they say for soil prep, for 50 square feet, you would use of the garden tone, 3.5 pounds. You put it over the top and then mix it in. And it actually says mix with organic matter such as a compost or a humus or a peat moss. So I would almost say, get garden tone, put it into, put the compost down, then put the garden tone over the top of it, like sprinkle it over the top, and then use that little mantis that you have and mix the whole thing together. And that will get you really started off on a good, good foot.
Along with the manure, right?
Yes. Put the manure down, then put the garden tone on top, and then use that mantis, and you should be great. Alrighty?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem. You too. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People across the U.S. participated in rallies on Saturday to condemn attacks against Asian Americans after the shooting rampage in Atlanta that left 8 people dead. From San Francisco across to Pittsburgh and many points in between, people spoke out against the surge in hate crimes on members of the Asian community. 6 of those killed in Atlanta were women of Asian descent. Many women at the rallies say they're scared now.
It makes me feel like an outcast.
I've dealt with words and looks and stuff my whole life. My family doesn't want me to go anywhere by myself.
Just a day earlier, President Biden and Vice President Harris spoke about it in Atlanta.
Hate can have no safe harbor in America. It must stop.
Racism is real in America, and it has always been.
This is USA Radio News. One person was killed and seven other people were injured when a shooter opened fire inside a Dallas nightclub. Police were called to the Prime Bar in Dallas at about 1:30 in the morning and found eight people shot. Daisy Navarette was killed. Police said the other victims, three women and four men, all in their 20s, were taken to the hospital. Police say they know the suspect and he's still at large. The Biden administration said it plans to send a combined 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to Mexico and Canada as the shot is being considered for approval in the U.S. House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters during a press briefing that they're in the process of finalizing the loan of 2.5 million doses of the vaccine to Mexico and 1.5 million to Canada. The FDA has approved use of three vaccines with others, including the AstraZeneca vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a caller on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Good morning, Bob. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Spring is getting here, slowly but surely. Maybe not surely so much, but after what the way the weather was this week.
I know, right?
My wife says she's now seeing white gnats on her indoor plants. What do we do about that? The other thing is, have you seen a moisture dipstick that you can put into plant soil to know how much water or how moist the soil is? And what is your take on these decomposable pots for transplanting?
Okay. So as far as, like, the little insects, do you know if they're coming from the soil or are they all over the plant, or do they kind of seem to be all over there, all over the place?
I didn't get that from her. I haven't seen them, but I suspect that we've had it before, and I think you suggested something, and I can't think of what it was.
Yeah, so so what I'm thinking it is most likely like fungus gnats, and there's a product out there called Houseplant Insects Control. It's a granular form that you mix into the soil. It'll help with fungus gnats, helps with whitefly, it helps with a number of those insects. Thing about it is it doesn't necessarily, like, it doesn't kill what's there. It helps prevent future outbreaks.
Okay.
So what you need to do is you need to use, like, a neem oil or an all-seasons oil at the same time that you do this. And this is one of those things where anytime you repot, like a houseplant or any of those types of plants, I always like to mix it into the soil so that you're helping it on the next stage. But this is definitely something where, it's like a 1-2 punch. Spray it.
Okay.
And then use that, the systemic houseplant You could also use mosquito bits. That's one of them, if you have them for, like, the mosquitoes. But the little bits actually have the same thing to kill some of those fungus gnats. So you mix those in there. Now, as far as, like, a moisture meter, you know, there's a ton of different ones out there. To be honest, if you go online, just type in moisture meter. I would say you're looking for one that the it's going to have like a soil probe in it, right? You need to stick it in there for a bit so it will stay, and then it will like kind of show you that it does it. There's nothing I wouldn't say like a specific brand.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. You might be able to find just a regular one at like a garden center. They usually will have them.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the name of.
That's okay. You know, because every once in a while you put your finger in and you really don't know how far you want to put your finger down and that disturbs roots and things. So.
Oh yeah. So this is an idea of you keep the moisture meter, you keep that in there so that it stays in and it goes a little bit deeper and it doesn't affect the roots on certain plants. You can get the digital ones. You can also get like the ones that just say dry, moist, or wet. It doesn't tell you like how,
right.
How it is. But a lot of them now, what they'll do is it'll be like a... they have them like a 3-in-1, 4-in-1, where you can actually, it's not only a moisture meter, but it will give you the pH, it'll give you the soil temperature, I think that, you know, it'll also, some of them will go into like sunlight, some won't. That's usually like a 3-in-1 is usually the way I would go, soil moisture, a pH, and like a soil temperature. That right there is going to give you everything you need for your growing.
Sure.
And so I think that would be good. Now, as far as, you know, the composting, like pots, like the peat pots.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for but couldn't find. Peat pots. Okay.
Those,
yep.
I see no problem going into the ground. I mean, if you can rip it off, great. What happens is they hold so much moisture, they can easily break off. But the thing is if you start to pull it off of the side, that means the roots have started to grow into the side of the peat pot. And so so I would just leave it on or take what you can off without really disturbing the roots. All that being said, when you transplant something that has a heavy root system, you know, there are people out there that will say, let's cut the sides or break up the roots a little bit. By ripping that peat pot off, it's kind of doing that same thing. So if you're in that camp where you need to disturb the roots a little bit when you transplant, it makes sense, right?
Sure, sure.
So up to you on what you want to do, but they are meant to be in the ground. They might actually take more than a season to completely decompose in there.
Yep. Okay.
Once they get in the soil, they'll break down even more because they're going to stay wet. They're going to get like that decomposition happening. But again, up to you and how you want to do it. But if you can pull the plant out of it or at least rip off some of the peat pot, I would do it.
Okay.
Usually when you're planting, right, you leave a little bit of soil, a little bit of space so you can water them on the top. At least
that's
cut the top part off. Right?
I got you covered. Sure.
So,
I understand. Okay.
That's kind of what I would do. But, it, you know, up to you again, but just feel the pot. If it's holding on to some of those roots, it might not be the easiest to do because you might really disturb some of those roots or pull something out. So just kind of look at it. Again, it's up to you on how you want to do it.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you very much. Have a great week and stay safe.
You too, Bob. Thank you.
Right on.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, you know, Bob brought a good point up, you know, with the moisture meter. I would be looking at a 3-in-1 type combination. You know, the pH, your moisture meter. Some will be like a light tester to see how much light it's getting. Some will have soil temperatures. Take a look, but they will be well worth it if you are, you know, concerned about when the moisture, when you need to water, when you need to do it. And, the more digital it comes, the more information it will give you. Some of them will even say, will have like a guide that comes in them. So don't just throw the instructions away. Some of them will actually say, like, these plants like it this way, these plants like it this way. So if you're looking for some of that information, it'll be on there as well. I know what most guys do, and I'm one of them, is I open the box, I see the moisture meter or whatever it is, pull it out, the box and the instructions go in the trash, and I'm good to go. Don't do it on this one, because a lot of them have such good information for you. You know, our wives or significant others will tell us, you know, don't do that, but we do it anyways. So start listening to them. That might help when it comes to things like this, because there's such information that you can get from them. A lot of them will give you some of that extra to tell you how the pH should be, how some of those things. Obviously, you can find all this stuff online, and that's kind of what we think. Oh, yeah, we'll just go online. We'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. We got this. But why not have it right there with it, especially if you put it back in the box each time that you use it to store it. So just some thoughts on what to do. Excuse me. Now, if you want the best looking lawn and garden in your neighborhood, then you need to use the best lawn and garden fertilizers on the planet. ProTrust Products offers everything you need for a great looking lawn, beautiful trees and shrubs, and garden with spectacular blooms or a bountiful veggie harvest. It's too early to worry about planting your garden, but it's the perfect time to start taking care of your lawn. In fact, right now, ProTrust is running their annual Turf Trust Triple Play promotion. This promo combines their amazing Turf Trust fertilizer with their legendary broadleaf weed control and crabgrass products. Save 10% and get free shipping when you order the Turf Trust Triple Play online at www.protrustproducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust Products. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
It's John in Massachusetts.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, I have a question on a hydrangea.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi. You have a question on hydrangea?
Yes, yes. So we planted the hydrangea about several years ago, and it was beautiful, and it flowered and everything. And ever since then, it hasn't flowered. So it's where it's planted, it gets sun from about noontime on. The soil is beautiful. The foliage is beautiful. But I just don't get any flowers anymore since that first time.
Okay. Now, a couple questions in regards to that. When did you purchase the hydrangea? What type of time of year?
It was in the late spring.
Okay. Now, did you get it from, like, in a greenhouse? Like, was it forced, like, around, like, Easter time, or was it outdoors in, like, a garden center?
Actually, my wife was the one that purchased it. I think she got it at a garden center.
Okay. Because so the reason why I ask is sometimes there's some forced hydrangea that you get around Easter time that are not meant to reflower. And so that's why I asked that question. My follow-up question to that is, do you guys prune that hydrangea at all?
I have tried pruning it, and nothing happened. And then I haven't done anything, and still the same situation. Nothing's happened as far as flowering goes.
Okay. What I would like you to look at doing is getting a superphosphate fertilizer. So a superphosphate is the middle number of the fertilizer on the bag. So there's three numbers on a bag. We're looking for the phosphorus levels to be very high, and they'll call it superphosphate. It'll either be 0.18.0 or like a 0.44.0. Okay. So what we're looking to do is use that product this spring. You mix it into the soil around the hydrangea. You could do it now or in the next week or two to get it into the soil around there. What this does is it helps force the roots to absorb the fertilizer and push into the plant itself. And then it should help you with some of the blooms. What I would also suggest doing is leaving any of the sticks, you know, because it's going to look like sticks right now. Leaving those sticks, letting them fill out with their flowers, with their leaves and the flowers, usually until about the middle of May. It doesn't look great, right, because it'll look like sticks. But by the middle of May at that point, those sticks have filled up with leaves, and then they're kind of can have your flowers on it. Because some of these hydrangeas bloom on last year's wood. So the stems from last year are important for it for this year. So that is something to really look at. I got to hit a break. If you want, hang tight for me. I'll give you a little bit more information after the break. So I'll be right back.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with John in regards to his hydrangea. It just hasn't bloomed over the past couple of years after putting it in. And one of the things we were talking about is just leaving the sticks on the plant a little bit longer. I know they look bad, right? They just look like a bunch of dead sticks on there at first. They'll start to fill up. You'll start to notice that the leaves will grow from the bottom up. I usually like to wait until the beginning of May, middle of May, before I'm pruning any of those hydrangea so that they don't affect that year's blooms. You're doing everything right when it comes to the sun. You know, having the sun later in the day, at least giving it some of the shade, that definitely helps it. So I would definitely be fine with that. So use that superphosphate this spring to help boost it. And then later on in the season, what I'd like to see you use is like a 10-10-10 fertilizer. So an all-purpose fertilizer that's going to give all the same type of nutrients out to the plant as it releases. And a 10-10-10 can be used when it comes to your hydrangeas. I believe it's every 6 to 8 weeks. So that's definitely something that's not going to affect the plant long term. So yeah, it's a 10-10-10. When it comes to hydrangeas, you can actually use it multiple times throughout the season.
Okay, so...
Start off with that superphosphate, and again, they sell it in multiple sizes, styles and sizes. You're just looking for one with, it's basically zero the first number, zero the last number, and that middle number is high. And okay. That will be considered it. There's one called triple phosphate, but that's 0450. It's the same thing. So that's what you're looking for, and I think it'll help push some of that growth. One other thing I'd like to see you do, say you start to see some of those buds form for flowers. At that point in time, I want you to get a liquid fertilizer that's the most likely called like Bloom Booster, right? Or a Blossom Booster, something along those lines. It'll have, it'll be like a 10-20-10 or a 10-30-10, something like that. I want you to use that as soon as you're starting to see flowers form on the hydrangeas. What that does is when the plant is forming its buds like that and forming the flowers, that fertilizer, that heavy middle number says, okay, I need to produce more flowers. This is what I'm supposed to do. And so it gets it going and pulls it to the plant where it needs and will help produce more flowers. So it's almost like a 1-2 punch there. But I think if you do those things, you'll be successful. It might take a little bit of time. Because, you know, there hasn't been a lot done to it in the past couple of years. So you might not see as many blossoms this year. You might see a few. And then next year, if you continue that same thing, you can see more. Okay?
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, John. You have a great rest of your day.
You too now. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going... In the next segment at 8 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Victoria from Natural Alternative. So I'm not going to give out the phone number now because I don't want you to get on the line and wait because we're usually on about a half hour. So after 8:30, give us a call. I'll give you the number to hold on to. It's 855-660-4261. But like I said, Victoria from Natural Alternative is coming up at 8. So we'll usually go a couple segments. So call us around 825, 830 to get online so we can get into those questions after. I just don't want you to sit there for a half hour waiting on the phone. But again, the number is 855-660-4261. We'll hit a break in a minute or so here, but at 8 o'clock, Victoria from Natural Alternative, we're going to talk about, you know, what we can be doing to the lawn, what we should be thinking about for grass seed, what can we put down with grass seed. Obviously, we will touch base on protolizer. Couple other things we're looking at because it's spring. Spring is here. We're getting ready. The sun's out. It's going to be beautiful today. Time to enjoy the year. So definitely get ready for today. But stay tuned. So on the other side of the break, Victoria from Natural Alternative with some great information. So we're going to take a break here. Give us a call in about 25, 30 minutes at 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.